a gentleman with a very interesting history, and he has a new book coming out here in just a couple of weeks. The book is Ants Don't Talk, Do They? The author is John Scherer, and he joins us on the hotline right now. John, thank you so much for the time this afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I hope the same is true of you.
Well, this is a book that, strangely enough, is about an infectious disease and quarantining as well, but you wrote this book before the COVID-19 pandemic hit, so could you explain the timeline for this?
Well, I'm a trial lawyer in the real world, and I drafted the book before anybody had ever heard of this pandemic thing. And when I got back to it, it was after the pandemic. But the basic infectious isolation was already there before I ever heard of it.
And I wanted to start with that question, because I think any time you ask this next question, which is what is the book all about, people will immediately think that maybe some of the inspiration for the book was based on some of the events that we've witnessed. But I wanted you to start with that so that people listening understand that had nothing to do with the way this book was constructed. So what is this book all about?
Well, the book is about an ant who belongs to an organization called ASK, A-S-K, which is short for Ants for Sick Kids, whose mission in life is to visit sick kids and stay with them and amuse them and tell them stories and sing to them and so on and so forth, so they won't be too lonely in isolation. And as soon as the child is well and leaves the isolation, the memory that the child had of the ant will vanish and won't remember anything else about the ant. So that's basically the outline of the story. But as I say, it's based upon the ant organization.
So where did the inspiration for this book come from?
Well, it's kind of funny. I had been drafting a legal brief, and sitting in my room, and for 3 or 4 days in a row, a little ant, I guess they're all little, walked across the screen, stopped in the middle of the screen, and he sort of looked at me. Of course, I don't know whether he really looked at me. I don't even know if he's a he. But he did that for 3 or 4 days, and after he'd sat there for like 10 minutes each day, he walked back to the edge of the screen and disappeared. And after a while, it stuck in my mind. Was he deliberately doing that? Was he interested in what I was writing? It was kind of silly, but it was the genesis of the book.
So the reason I bring that up, too, is because you've written two other books.
And right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but they are quite a bit different than this book, are they not?
Yeah, they're entirely different. The first book I wrote was loosely based on my own experience as a kid in London during the war, during World War II and during the Blitz, and my father's experiences as a British officer who was commandant of a prisoner of war camp in North Africa. That was the first book. The second book was based upon my experiences when I first came to this country. I ended up in Mississippi. Jackson ran out of money and ran an elevator at the Robert E. Lee Hotel in Jackson, Mississippi, in order to make enough money to get home. And it was segregation era. And I was not obviously used to that. And I kind of ignored it, not because I was a crusader, but because I was sort of naive. They kind of forgave me because of my strong then English accent. So that was the genesis of the second book.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by author John Scherer. He has a new book coming out here in a couple of weeks called Ants Don't Talk, Do They? And, you know, John, you were just talking a little bit about your background and, you know, where you've been. And you mentioned you were born in England. You lived there for the first 18 years of your life. And your life has certainly taken some interesting twists and turns. You were talking about your experiences in the South out of Mississippi. Now you're out on the West Coast as well. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of share some of that information as well, because your background is just so interesting.
Well, I'm a dual citizen. I got drafted into the American Army when I was still a British citizen, because I was here on a permanent visa. they told me I'd have to go in the American Army or I'd have to go back to England. If I went back to England, I'd probably end up in the British Army, and they don't have the GI Bill, and their uniforms are not as smart as the American uniforms. That, obviously, that was not a reason, but I'm a Korean War vet.
And now, of course, as you mentioned, you know, you're not only a trial lawyer, but you're also an adjunct professor as well. And taking a look at some of the things you've been able to do here recently, I'm just wondering, how in the world do you have time to write books? I mean, do you get any downtime at all?
Well, the interesting thing is with my first book, it actually took me 20 years to finish it. And the reason for that was because I'm practicing law, I've got clients, I've got cases to try. And so I'm pulled away from the book a great deal. But the first book actually took 20 years. The second book was a bit shorter, and this third book was much shorter.
And in putting those together, you know, you mentioned that they're just so drastically different. How tough was it to put this last one together by comparison to the first two?
Well, the last one was unique in the sense that it obviously was not based upon any experience I had with a talking ant, whereas the first two books were loosely based on my own experience. But I found that writing the first two books, they almost sort of wrote themselves. You almost don't know what's going to happen on the next page. I can remember coming back from a long trial and saying to my wife, I got to get back to the book. I got to find out what's going to happen to so-and-so. She looked at me like I was crazy. You're writing it. It's going to happen the way you write it. And I said, well, that seems accurate, but it really isn't. I really don't know what's going to happen on the next page.
And that's the beauty of writing, right? Because you just never do know what's going to happen on that next page. And I've always been curious in our other conversations with authors about character development, and really especially as it applies to your newest book, Ants Don't Talk, Do They? And you mentioned how the idea kind of came to. Now, I think sometimes finding names or identifying people with characters can be somewhat simple. You've got a couple of children, two grandchildren, and as I understand it, you used the names for characters in this new kids book, but how tough was it to develop these characters?
Well, in this book, the latest book, it's reasonably short as compared to the first two books, which are over 400 pages. It wasn't so difficult. The first two books, the development of the characters was much more difficult. Perhaps you've settled on the most difficult part of writing a book is development of the characters. The excitement in the story goes a lot easier, but trying to put a character together so that the reader can focus and relate to the character is the hardest part, I think.
We've discussed, you know, your life experiences quite a bit, and they're very, very fascinating. How much do you think your experiences in life have impacted all three of the books that you've written?
Less so with the third one, but certainly significantly with respect to the first two. I think that without the life experiences as a basis, I couldn't have got started. I think some famous author, may have been Somerset Maugham, said that in all the prolific works that he'd written, that none of them were written without some relationship to his own life experiences. While I don't compare myself to him, I think that's accurate with respect to my books, too.
And I think a lot of authors will tell you that everybody kind of seems to think that when you write that first book, you really start to see some of the major challenges hit you. And some of them will tell you it's one of the more difficult things they've ever done in life. Now, you mentioned your background as a trial lawyer, and I've heard that, you know, being a trial lawyer can be very, very difficult as well. What do you think is tougher, putting a book together or being a trial lawyer? Because both seem like they have their own fair share of challenges.
Well, that you've settled on something very interesting. I think they both do have challenges, vastly different ones. There's more, shall we say, stress with respect to trying a lawsuit, and you're dealing differently. For example, writing a brief, judges and and appellate judges don't want a lot of adjectives. They don't want a lot of drama. They just want you to lay out the facts and the law. It's very substantially different than writing a novel, a very different type of thing. You never put adjectives in a trial brief. You almost never avoid adjectives in every sentence in your book.
Makes perfect sense. Again, John Scherer joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, the author of the new book, Ants Don't Talk, Do They? It's coming out here in just a couple of weeks. It's available on August 4th, as a matter of fact. John, before we let you go, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get their hands on not only your newest book, but all of your books, where are they available?
Well, they're available generally. I like to refer people principally to Amazon, because they've got everything. You can almost buy a country on Amazon. I have been told by my publicist that I must tell you that my website is johnhscherer.com with capitalization of the J-H and S. But Amazon is the primary one. I think it's on Barnes & Noble and some other places too. But if I'm buying books, I usually buy them on Amazon.
Fair enough. And again, you can get more details on all of the books, as John mentioned, by going to his personal website, johnhscherer.com. That's johnhscherer.com. John, this was a lot of fun. Certainly enjoyed the conversation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, John. Again, that's John Scherer joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Ants Don't Talk, Do They? That's the title of his new book, and it comes out on August 4th. Boy, how about that? Really interesting.